Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our Wednesday night prayer service for November 2nd in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to, thank you for indulging me and allowing me to just play that song a little while longer past our normal start time. I just wanted to remind myself and all of you that God will never leave you. He will always walk right by your side. He will be there for you in your time of need, in your time of struggle. And that we must always put him first and acknowledge all that he is capable of doing and has done in our lives. I also want to give a shout out to, I believe it's the Virtual Health Ministry, for putting on that breast cancer awareness chat and shoot this past Sunday. It was truly a blessing to hear testimonies from Sister Amelia Corum and our very own Barbara Meekins. And before service, or before the chat and shoe, we had an awesome service on October 30th. If you missed it, I encourage you to please go back on YouTube and possibly Facebook and try to review that service. Pastor Rodney Teal from Jerusalem Baptist Church reminded us to shout unto God in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our tribulations, that we must continue to give him praise no matter what we're going through. One of my favorite gospel artists, Fred Hammond, has a song, Shout Unto God, which is taken from Psalms 47. And he says, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Sing and rejoice, for his name is great. Come on, let's celebrate. And speaking of celebrations, November is the month that we celebrate the most. We will be celebrating both our pastor and church anniversaries. So we want to continue to show Reverend Tucker some love. And I will remind you how we can do that later on in the service. You know how we do what we do. We always want to encourage you to please keep all background noise to a minimum, silence your phones, and we want to remind those people who are on the service, all participants for tonight, that you need to leave your phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist family, friends, and visitors. Oh, what a joy it is to be together one more time to just lift up the word and the praise to God. We're just so thankful on this November evening that we're starting a new month and we're starting out on a Wednesday night looking to the Lord. Let us not forget what we are called to do, to spread the word wherever we go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin this service, we want to make sure that we give you all the thanks. We give you all the glory, Father. You know, we know that you love us, and we know that your love has endured through many, many generations, and we're so thankful for your abundant grace and your abundant mercy. We pray that each and every one of us will be so grateful for being kept by your love and by your power and by your presence. Thank you for just bringing us through so many seen and unforeseen dangers. Father, may all the people praise you. May all the people sing your praise. For you judge all of us, Father, and we know that you rule over everything and everyone. And we know that right now, Father, whatever we're going through, we know that you'll get the glory out of whatever that situation is. Father, we pray right now that you can turn things around. We know that COVID has made things so difficult. But Father, we know that you can turn it around. We know that that health issue, you can turn it around. We know that financial situation, you can turn it around. Father, we need you. We need more of you, Father. We need your presence, and we need to make sure that you get all the glory. Thank you for Jesus, that he showed us that how we can get through this, even in spite of our pain. We're so grateful that he can strengthen us, and we can walk in faith and know that Jesus has overcome the world, Father, and we're so thankful as we get ready for Communion Sunday. And Father, we ask that the speaker tonight will have a word that will lift us on high, and that we'll all be rejoicing and saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Catherine Powell Blunt.
I will be reading from Psalm in the Old Testament. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all of the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. But he does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are just dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower in the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and it's in its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word and obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord and all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I have read Psalms 103 from the first to the last verse. I want to thank I want to thank God first for enabling me at this time to be able to read the scripture. And I also want to thank those who have kept this family in prayer. Amen.
We will now have a prayer by Deaconess Joyce Johnson.
Good evening, First Baptist family and friends. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day. We are so thankful that you, just to be alive with a burning desire to serve you, we pray that you would continue to guide our footsteps so that we would not stray. We lift up all those who are facing various illness. Give them the hope and courage that they need this day and every day. Comfort the pain, comfort their fear, and surround them with your peace. Save our loved ones, Father, and cover us under the mighty shadow of your wings. Father, we praise you in advance for your miracle healing, for a financial blessing, for job opportunities, for the unemployed. And God, bless this nation. Father, help us to do your will. Dear God, help us in everything because we are so weak. We need your strength. We need your knowledge. We need your understanding. And Father, we pray that you may continue to mold us into your image of Jesus and keep us covered under his blood. Open up our eyes, dear God, so we may see your wonders. We love you, God. Your mercy never fails. You keep on blessing us over and over again. All our life you have been faithful. All our life you have been so good. We pray that you continue to bless and comfort the brokenhearted. God, in Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert.
The Lord is blessing me right now. Lord, right now. Good evening to the First Baptist Church family and friends and all who is on the line tonight. I give honor to my Lord and Savior because he is a good God. And he is a God who never fails. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this another time that you allowed me to lift up your name and give you praises, because truly you are worthy of all of our praises. And Father God, and I thank you because, Lord, I realize that there is nothing that I can do that I don't need you. Because, Lord God, you are everything. In everything that we do, everything that we think about doing, you are in it. So, Father God, we just thank you tonight, and we praise your holy name. Thank you, Father God, for bringing us thus far. And, Lord God, I thank you for keeping us safe and allowing us to have the health that we have. And, Lord, and I thank you for all that you have done for me and my family. And I pray, and Lord, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. I pray for the sick and the bereaved tonight. I pray for all those who stand in need of your blessing this morning, like the homeless and the prisoners and all who need you, Lord. We pray for Pastor Tucker tonight and the First Baptist Church family. And, Lord, and I pray for all those who in need tonight, the ones who are struggling, trying to make ends meet. I ask you, Father God, to help them, Lord, provide for them. And then, Lord, and I ask you for those in disaster areas, and I ask you, Lord God, to keep them safe and provide. The one in the war-torn areas, we ask you, Lord God, to be with them. Keep them safe, Lord God, and provide for them. And, Father God, I pray for our young people. I ask you, Lord God, to please keep your protection around them. So many of them are falling by the wayside, Lord God, and Lord, but we need them. We need your help, Lord. Then, Father God, we just pray for everyone tonight. We ask you, Lord God, to help us. We need you as we never needed you before. And, Father God, and I ask you to continue to watch over us. Lord, we ask you to speak to the hearts and minds of your people. Let them know, Lord, that there is a God. Regardless of how things may look and how things may going on, what's going on, that God is still in charge and that he is still the one that's going to see us through. So we ask you, Father God, to help us to hold on. And Lord God, and be strong, courageous, and brave, and not be afraid nor ashamed. Be afraid to lift up your name and give you all the praises, because truly you're worthy. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you for right now. For it is in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, the Sister Alta Wright Booth, who is a member of the First Baptist Church Choir and a multifaceted artist.
Burdens down.
Amen. The lines will now be open for 20 seconds so that we can show appreciation to Sister Booth and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds.
Thank you, Sister.
God bless you, Mr. Booth.
Thank you so much.
All right, I have a few announcements to make. Sister Dana Anderson wants you to know that the music ministry of First Baptist Church cordially invites you to share with us as we present psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs from the organ console. This event will take place on Sunday, November 20th at 2 p.m. at First Baptist Church. The concert will be preceded by a pre-concert discussion moderated by the Reverend Dolores Carpenter, founder of the African Heritage Cultural Institute. Enjoy an afternoon of hymns and sacred music offerings by area guest organists, including our very own Dr. Garnett Mowat. The event is free and open to the public. For more information and to register for this event, please visit the church's website at www.fbcwdc.org. There will be a temperature screening and mask requirement for this event. The deadline to turn in your payment as a supporter or advertiser in the organ concert program was Sunday, October 30th. However, I'm sure that they will still receive your donation this Sunday. In reverence, recognition, and reflection of our pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker, has asked that the First Baptist Church family join him in supporting our outreach ministry. This Christmas, with your help, the outreach ministry will serve 125 foster children residing in the DMV. You are asked to give a sacrificial donation of $25 or more to help them experience the joy of Christmas as never before. You may provide your support via cash, check, money order, or Visa gift card. Alternatively, you can make your donation online via our website using our e-giving tool. So you can provide your support via cash, check, money order, or Visa gift card, or you can make a donation online via the church's e-giving tool. A member of the outreach ministry will be available to accept your gifts at the conclusion of each service. The collection times are October 16th through November 12th. If you have any questions, please contact Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry at 301-537-0499. Members of the Pastor's Commemorative Celebration Committee are available at the conclusion of every service to receive your payments for the ads for our Gala Souvenir Journal and Gala Tickets, or you may make your purchases online by visiting our website, again, at www.fbcwdc.org. Sister Anderson also wants to remind you to turn your clocks back an hour on Sunday, November 6th. It's time to fall back. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 6th. So at 2 a.m., we will fall back 1 hour, granting most people an extra hour of sleep. Thank you so much, Sister Anderson, for those announcements. And I also want to clarify that last Sunday's Breast Cancer Awareness Chat and Chew was put on by the Choose Healthy Life Ministry. So thank you so much to that ministry for putting on that affair. We will now have remarks and closing prayers by Reverend Tucker.
Surely we thank God for another time for us together as a church family, and praise God, worship God, talk to God, and to be inspired by the inspiration of those persons who come to share inspirational moments. We certainly honor Sister Alta Wright Booth, who presented to us the gift that God has given her as she challenged us with the expression and the fact that we need to deal with the fact that the devil is around, the devil is near, but he should stand back in the presence and power of God. We need to draw nigh unto God and to know that he does fight our battle even when Satan won't leave us alone. Thank you, Sister Booth, for your gifts and your talent and your blessing us with inspiration tonight. We do want to thank God for each one of the participants who shared in the services tonight, as well as all of you who thought it not robbery to join us in this hour of prayer. Let us continue to praise God and to worship together as the days go along. We are so glad that we are able to gather once again on Sunday, November the 6th, for our communion experience. We trust that you will make an effort to be at our in-person service, or if not, know that we will experience our communion both in person and virtually. 10 a.m. on Sunday morning, please be present. The Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III will be preaching the word, and we will be serving communion. We certainly want to encourage you to pay attention to those announcements that you've already heard and be blessed by the inspiration that is shared in those times of giving, witnessing, and praising God. Please continue to pray for our bereaved. Pray for the family of Sister Carolyn Smith, whose homegoing will be held at First Baptist Church on Thursday, November the 10th, viewing at 10 a.m. and the services at 11. Let us support our member. And then let us pray for the Nicholas family in the transitioning of our beloved member, the Reverend John Nicholas Jr., pastor of the St. John's Baptist Church in Arlington, Virginia. Let us pray for that family and all those persons who are bereaved. Let us pray also for the family of Sister Edna Brown, the homegoing celebration was held in Franklin, North Carolina, where she resided. Let us pray for our sick and shut-in. Please pray for the healing and recovery of Sister Gail Williams, who is the sister of Diggins Brenda Roberson. And keep Diggins Sarah Plummer and Millicent Machete in your prayers as well. We know that there is nothing more powerful than the prayers of the righteous. We're going to now open up the lines for 20 seconds for prayer requests. Those persons who have special prayer requests may have 20 seconds to present your prayer request right now. 20 seconds. Our Father in heaven, we come just now to ask that thou would indeed hear the cries of your people. Hear their pleas, O God. We know that you know all about them before we even ask. And we know, God, that you can attend to every need. Please, O God, let us know, let us sense, let us feel, let us experience your divine deliverance and hope and joy, as we know that we cried unto you. You heard our plea. You heard our cry and answered us. Oh God, thank you. We ask now, oh God, your blessings upon all those who are bereaved. You know their names. You know who they are. You know their spiritual and emotional condition. And we ask that you would calm them and give them the peace that they need. And then, God, we know that you are a healing God. You, oh God, are able to deal with what no man can deal with. And we know, oh God, that you can deliver. We pray, Master, your healing grace and mercy upon those who are in pain, those who are suffering, those who are ailing in both mind and body. Have mercy tonight, if it be your holy and divine will. Then we pray for those who are facing many trials and tribulations, heartaches, and pain. We pray, O God, your keeping graces and your tender mercy, that you would enable them to be delivered from whatever pit, whatever sorrow, whatever moment of grief. Deliver, O God, as only you can do. And then, God, we come now asking your blessings upon the First Baptist Church family. You know, God, what we stand in need of. You know, Master, what will empower us to be the church that you want us to be, the people that you want us to be. Grant unto us forgiveness of mind and forgiveness of spirit, and give us, O God, the capacity to embrace one another in love, that we would be strengthened to do your bidding in this world, that we would have the capacity to spread the gospel, spread the good news, to serve and help others along the way, that we would be, O God, the institution that you have created and that you can call your own. Fortify each leader, each member, one by one. Those who are struggling, those who are in pain, those who, oh God, are experiencing doubt and fear and frustration. Oh God, renew their minds and renew their spirits that they may be what you want us to be. Keep us and sustain us. We know, oh God, we can't make it without you. And so here we are, gathered across the community, oh God, calling upon your holy name, leaning on you, God, depending on you, Master. Help us to be strong in your word, and help us to be able to embrace one another with care. Keep us and sustain us throughout the day. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his divine peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service for November 2nd, 2022. We thank you for joining, and we ask that you please be mindful of all announcements made by myself and Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, we encourage you to read the Pastor's Weekly Letter to the Church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, I pray that you continue to enjoy the music. And most importantly, let's continue to shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Let's sing and rejoice, for his name is great, and we've come to celebrate. Amen.